So we can get back on track here today. We raised the question about Safek Drabbanan Lekula, the Ran's Kasha. Why it is that when we say that we have a Safek, whether we're supposed to lean for the first two Kosos or the last two Kosos, so L'chora we should say Safek Drabbanan Lekula. We spent a lot of time yesterday showing that it is in fact a Din Drabbanan. A Seba is a Din Drabbanan. We raised the possibility that maybe it's a Kiyum Daraisa on some level, it's a Kiyum of a Pasuk, whether maybe it's a Masra Kasav El Chachamim. Okay, that was Leibedik, a nice and an interesting idea, but a Seba, well, everyone assumes, is a Din Drabbanan. Therefore, we should say Safek Drabbanan Lekula. So and yet we don't. The Gemara says explicitly at the end of the page on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, or towards the end of the page, not even towards the end of the page, about 10 lines before the end of the page, Hasha dit marachi vit marachi idivi dibo seba. That once, since it could be said either way, so we require a seba in both cases. So we pointed out that to answer this question, we haven't yet approached any answers, but I thought to answer this question, it's first important to understand the Yesod HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Rush about the Mitzvah of Haseba in general. And maybe with an appreciation of the Mitzvah of Haseba in general, we can then address this question of why we don't say Safek Drabbanan Lekula. So we saw that the Rambam holds that if a person should lean the entire Suda. Really, HaRezim HaShubach should lean the entire Suda. Alamai, the time that you must lean is during matzah, during dal kosos, you have to lean, but the entire suda really is appropriate for leaning. The Rush says that if achal matzah below a seba, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, you need to eat matzah again. So the way the Brisker Rav understood the machlokas is that according to the Rush, achal matzah below a seba, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, because the mitzvah is not just matzah, the mitzvah is matzah be'a seba. It's one fused mitzvah, they go together. And if you're missing one element of it, you haven't done the mitzvah. So you got to do the mitzvah over again. That was how we understood the Rush. And therefore, does it make any sense to lean for the rest of the meal? No. It's a din in matzah. It's a din in dal kosos. It's not a din in leaning. There's no such thing as leaning. It's leaning for matzah, leaning for dal kosos. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not stam leaning during the meal. So that would be the way the Rush understands it, says Brisker Rav. The way the Rambam understands it, the mitzvah is leaning. So you lean whenever you lean the whole meal. Elamai, when you're doing those things that represent the cheirus, the matzah and the dal kosos, then it really makes a lot of sense to lean. So that's why we're going to insist that you lean. But if you didn't lean during matzah, still did matzah, you still did the mitzvah of matzah, so you would not have to eat the matzah again. If you didn't lean during dal kosos, you still did dal kosos, so you're not going to have to drink the dal kosos again. That's the way the Brisker Rav understood that. According to the Rush, the mitzvah of Haseba is a prat within each of the mitzvahs halayla, and according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Haseba is independent of the mitzvahs halayla. We had two problems with this. Problem number one is, how do we paskin? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that achal matzah below Haseba. What do? You eat matzah again. That's like who? That's the Rush. So it sounds like it's a din in the mitzvos halayla. And therefore it would make no sense to do a seba throughout the rest of the night. But, says the Rama, you want to be mace of kol halayla? Hareza mishubach. Great, do a seba all night long. That's like the Rambam. The Rush wouldn't say, according to the Brisker Rav's understanding, the Rush wouldn't say do a seba all night long. It's a waste of time to do a seba all night long. That is the one kasha that we had. The other kasha that we had was that why is it within the understanding of the Rambam that you're supposed to, that a seba is an independent mitzvah, why is it that we only do a seba while we eat? Kol shara achila of that laila, you do a seba. Why don't you do a seba even when you're not eating? Just when you're telling the story, it's Yisrael Mitzrayim. Why don't you do a seba then? If it's an independent mitzvah that has nothing to do with the other mitzvahs halayla, so why is it an eating mitzvah? Shouldn't it just be a mitzvah that you do at night, that you lean? So those are the two problems we had with the Brisker Rav's understanding of this machlokas, yeah? In terms of paskening, if you have a...
The Shulchan Aruch seems paskening like the Rosh. And the Ramah seems to sound like the Rambam, which is completely counter to what normally happens.
But the Ramah agrees to what the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rosh. And that's the problem. The Ramah would have made a comment that, no, you don't re-eat the matzah if he yelled that way. Right. So it sounds like everyone agrees with what the Rosh says, la halacha, But if the Brisker Rav is correct in his understanding of what's behind this machlokas, well, then there's a problem over here. You can't paskin like both. See, if you don't say like the Brisker Rav, and you just say, someone were to tell you, before you ever heard any shiurim on this, before you ever learned the sugya, someone were to tell you, if you do matzah without a seva, you got to eat matzah again. By the way, you should lean the whole meal. So you wouldn't think of that as a stira. Those are two separate issues. One is about a seva during matzah, one is about a seva during the rest of the meal. It's not a stira at all. It's only once you say the lumdus of the Brisker Rav that that becomes a stira. Because the Brisker Rav says, oh, you know why you have to eat matzah again? Because the mitzvah is a mitzvah in matzah. It's not a mitzvah in the rest of the night. It's only a mitzvah in matzah. Oh, you know why you should lean the rest of the meal? Because it's not a mitzvah in matzah or dalakos. It's a mitzvah in the whole night. It's an independent mitzvah. Once you get the why, once you get the Brisker Rav's lumdus for why the Rosh says what he says, why the Rambam says what he says, now it sounds like a stira. So it's not really a kasha on the Ramah. The Ramah could say, kapaskan like both, because he might not see a stira. He might, one is about if you don't eat matzah with a seba, and one is about doing a seba the rest of the night. Those are two independent issues. But the Brisker Rav made them the same issue. It's the lumdus of the Brisker Rav that made them one issue. And therefore, it becomes a stira in the Ramah.
The question is, why does Shulchan Aruch break away from normal practice?
Shulchan Aruch break away from normal practice? Why? He's not breaking away from normal practice. In the Shulchan Aruch's view, it could be that the Rambam agrees with the Rosh. They're talking about different things. The Rambam talks about leaning the rest of the meal. He's not talking about if you don't lean by the Kazayas Matzah. The Rosh is talking about if you don't lean by the Kazayas Matzah. They're talking about different things. Everyone agrees. It's the only once you say the Brisker Rav's lumdus, that's where it becomes a stira to say like both the Rambam and the Rosh. Otherwise, you could say it's all about two totally different topics. It's not a machlokas. One is talking about a seba during matzah. The other is talking about a seba the rest of the night. So I saw that Rav Soloveitchik in one of the svarim that they published of his shiurim on Pesachim disagreed with his uncle. He disagreed with the Brisker Rav's understanding of this machlokas Rambam and the Rosh. And maybe with his understanding of the machlokas, we can make the Ramah would work out much, much better. I then saw that Rav Asher Weiss says the same thing that Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Asher Weiss says it better. I mean, I don't know if he says it better than Rav Soloveitchik actually said it, but Rav Soloveitchik never printed any of these svarim, so it's spelled out more clearly by Rav Asher than it is by the Shiurei Harav Sefer that presents it in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. Take a look at Rav Soloveitchik first because it's shorter. Look at number 12, source number 12. The Sefer Shiurei Harav. Amnam nira kedivrei Maran Harav Zatzal Shahamechayiv lefi Rambam hu hasi'uda. He says, not like the Brisker Rav says. Why do we do a seba according to the Rambam? It's a mitzvah in the laila. On the night of the seder, we should be doing a seba throughout the night. It's always a good time. He says, no. The mechayev of a seba is the meal. Ella sha'achiv hu bi'ikur hasu'uda matzav arba kosos. How do we define the meal on the night of the seder? We define the meal by the traditional foods that we must eat on the night of the seder, namely matzah and dalet kosos. The rest of the meal, having some chicken and some kugel, all the rest, that's great, that's nice, and that's part of the su'uda. But the primary element, the primary ingredients of this meal are the matzah and the dalakosos. Aval ba'amiras ha'agada einin yinaseba klal. Mepanesha az ein mechayev shel haseba. The mechayev of haseba is the su'uda. Why is it that the Rambam emphasizes doing a seba for matzah and dalet kosos more than everywhere else? Because matzah and dalet kosos are the most important elements of your su'udah on the Seder night. Everything else is part of the su'udah. Everything else that you eat is also part of the su'udah. So it's not that the Rambam just understands broadly that it's a separate chiyuv of the rest of the night. The Rambam holds that it's a chiyuv in the su'udas halayla. But it will be more serious for certain parts of the su'udah than it will be for other parts of the su'udah. Those parts of the su'udah that are critical, you need to do a seba. And if you don't, you're not yotzei. Those parts of the su'udah that are less critical, we recommend doing Haseba. And if you don't, you're still Yotze. Let's take a look at how Rav Asher says in source number 13. Ach be'emes einze nira ikula niyas da'iti. He says, whatever I said up until now, he had a different mahalich, is not correct. Da'achari iyun b'kolikre divrei Rambam. Sorry for the typo. I typed it up. Va'achari b'kolikre divrei Rambam lachavav zayin borer midvarav. De'ena seba pratu tanai b'mitzvah smatzah. He says, after you look at the Rambam carefully, it's clear that a seba is not a detail within the mitzvah of matzah. Ela mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's its own independent mitzvah. Just like the Brisker Rav said, right after the Rambam said that everybody has to see himself in every generation as if he left Mitzrayim, kasav, the Rambam goes on to say, ulefichach kishesoed adam balayla hazeh, sarich lechol v'lishos v'mesav derech eros. What does Rambam say? When do you have to lean? Look at those words. Ulefichach, when do you lean? Kishesoed. What do you mean? Kishol chamatzah, kishos dal, kishesoei radam b'layla hazeh. When you're having suuda, you have to be ochel v'shos adar v'haseba. Hare barmi l'shono, so clear from his lashon. Tzeh ikr mitzvah haseba, kishesoei b'layla hazeh. And the mitzvah of haseba is a din in being soed and eating the hainu suuda sechag. Love dafka matzah v'dal kosos. It doesn't have to be matzah and dal kos per se. It's the whole suda. Ukeshekos v'ram tzarich lechol v'lishol su'mesav derecher was borer she'enak v'an al-achil matzah shi'as dal kos v'vad el-achil v'shi'as shebesuda. When the Rambam says that you have to eat and drink be'aseba, he doesn't mean eat matzah and drink dal kosos. He means eat everything and drink everything be'aseba. V'zen ha'nira biur ha'loshon ha'rambam Besof Halacha Ches. He says, and this is explains the Lashon of the Rambam at the end of Halacha Ches. What does the Rambam go on to say? V'yishara achilaso ushtiyaso im hesef hareza meshubach. The rest of your eating that night, if you lean, that's great. V'im lav eino tzarech. And if you don't, then you don't need to. That's an odd phrase, isn't it? You want to tell me I have a mitzvah l'charchila to lean the rest of the night? Tell me I have a mitzvah l'charchila to lean the rest of the night. I get what mitzvah l'charchila means. Mitzvah l'charchila means if you don't do it. What does mitzvah l'charchila mean? If I don't do it, am I a yotze still? Yeah, it's only l'charchila. Great, so you know what the Rambam should have said? If you lean the rest of the night, harei zeh meshubach. What is he adding? V'im lav, and if you don't, eino tzarech. Of course eino tzarech. That's how mitzvahs l'chadchila work. That it's eino tzarech if you don't. What's he adding? L'chor pelehim devarim. My kamash melandim lav eino tzarech. V'chiyav amin eshetzarech l'achzav l'achol basar v'dagim? What's the alternative? Well, he's talking about you're eating your meat. You're eating your polki. So the havamina would be, if you eat your polki without a seba, eat another one. You got to take another piece of meat, you got to take another piece of chicken, have another piece of kugel, because the kugel's got to be be'aseba. Really? Who's going to have such a havamina? You didn't have to eat it in the first place. Now you're going to have to eat it again because you did it without a seba? There's no havamina. What's he talking about? Ula hamavur, does that ikra mitzvah haseba she yisod v'humesav derecheros? But if you say that the mitzvah of haseba is to have your meal be'aseba, Havamina shetzarech lachzav l'isod be'aseba. Lav dafka, then the havamina makes sense. Lav dafka that I have to have that piece of kugel or that piece of food. But if I went the whole meal and didn't eat any parts of the meal be'aseba, I didn't do the mitzvah. And then, yeah, the havamina is that I would have to have the meal again. Maybe I don't have to eat as much, but I have to have the meal again, this time do it right with aseba. So that's why the Rambam says, V'im lav eino tzarech. No, it's not ma'akev by the rest of the meal. The kamash malon. So what's, why? Why isn't it ma'akev? If Haseba is a din in the Seuda, why is it ma'akev by the matzah and not ma'akev by everything else? The kamash malon. The afsha gedra mitzvah hu etzema Haseba b'suda. So even though the gedra of the mitzvah is the act of leaning during a meal, and it's not a din in the matzah, it's not a din in the dal kosos, it's a din in a word, how would you say a din in? Su'uda. No. mikom lakum ikar asuda linizeh hu ha'achila ha'mechuyeves. You know what su'uda means on the night of the Seder? Primarily, that which you must eat. That's how we define su'uda. That's why Noskel and the Shulchan Aruch say that you have to make Kiddush on the Seder night after Tzeis HaKochavim. Why? We discussed early in the year, Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda. What? Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda. Why do I have to make Kiddush after Tzeis HaKochavim? Just because Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda, I'm in the same place. No, but you're not allowed to eat matzah. You can't be Mekayim in the mitzvah of matzah until after Tzeis HaKochavim. So if you can't be Mekayim in the mitzvah of matzah until after Tzeis HaKochavim, you need Kiddush B'Zman HaSu'uda, and the Su'uda is defined by the matzah. Why is Su'uda defined by the matzah? Why isn't Su'uda defined by Kugel? I'm allowed to eat Kugel before Tzeis HaKochavim. Why is Su'uda defined by the matzah? Because when there's a particular type of food that you must eat, that becomes Ikra Su'uda. That food becomes the definition of Su'uda. So that's why Dafka by Matzah and Dalet Kosos, that is the Ikra Su'uda. One is not Yotze, the mitzvah of a Seba, if they do not do the mitzvah of matzah and dal kosos with a seba. Now, were they yotze matzah? Yes. Were they yotze dal kosos? Yes. But you were not yotze the mitzvah of haseba. Based on that, it could be, says Rav Asher, that one could logically paskin that if you eat matzah below haseba, you got to do it again, and still hold like the Rambam. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't split, the Rambam doesn't split his pesach between the Rambam and the Rash. He passes straight like the Rambam, all across the board. Straight Rambam. You're supposed to lean the whole Suda. Straight Rambam. He says if you don't eat a Kazayas Matzah, if you eat a Kazayas Matzah without a Seba, you're not Yotze. The Rambam would agree to that also. That you're not Yotze. Why? Because the Chiv is a din in Su'uda, and the Ikar Su'uda is the Matzah and the Dalet Kosos. Not like the Brisker Rav wanted to say that if you hold that you're not Yotze when you eat matzah below a seba, it's because you hold a seba as a din in the matzah. No, it's not a din in the matzah. It's a din in Su'uda. But matzah is the Ikara Su'uda. So that answers the Rambam. That also answers the other kasha we had on as to why it is that the Rambam says to eat, to lean rather, throughout the meal. Why not throughout the whole night? Why does he say only while you're eating, not through the whole night? No, so what's the answer? Why does he say only while you're eating? Because the mechayev of haseba is su'uda. So anything that you eat is called part of the su'uda. Whatever you're not eating, it's not part of the su'uda. So it's not, there's not going to be any chiyuv of a seba. It's not part of the su'uda. It's only a din in su'uda. Let's go back to the question that we started with. Savik d'rabbanan l'kula. If we're not sure when Rav Nachman required doing a seba, did he require doing a seba for the first two kosos? Or did he require doing it for the last two kosos? Right, we weren't sure. Why do we pass him at the end, Edivid by Haseba, that you need Haseba for all four kosos? Says Rav Soloveitchik, I think Rav Soloveitchik says this, I'm not sure. If not, somebody says it. That maybe a little more changed between the first half of our Gemara and the last line of our Gemara than we think. See, the way we read the Gemara is that we definitely paskin like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds two cups need a seba. We just don't know which two cups make the most sense to do a seba by. But two cups need a seba. And because we don't know which two, so we do a seba by all of them. That's the way we read the Gemara. Maybe it's not like that. Maybe the Gemara starts out by saying, yeah, Rav Nachman holds only two cups need a seba. And we're not sure which two Rav Nachman thought a seba should be done by, but definitely he held it should only be done by two. Hashta di itmar hachi, vitmar hachi, idi vi idi by a seba doesn't mean that since we're not sure which version of Rav Nachman is correct, we just do it for all of them to satisfy Rav Nachman. It might mean that we don't pass like Rav Nachman at all. It might mean that, yeah, Rav Nachman holds you only need a saber for two kosos. But you know what? We hold not out of suffix, not out of suffix. May Ikar Adin, you need a saber for all dalit kosos. What would be the svara to say may Ikar Adin, you need a saber for all dalit kosos, based on what we just said of Asher Weiss and of Salvechik? What's the mechayev of a saber? Suuda. How do we define suuda primarily? Chiyuvim. Whatever you must eat, that is suuda. What must you eat and drink? Must eat matzah, and you must have, how many kosos must you have on the night of the Seder? Not a hard question. Four. It would therefore turn out that you need to do a seba for all four kosos. Not me suffik. I'm not sure it should be the first. Whatever is called suda, you need a seba for. Hashadit marhachi vit marhachi. Once we say that there's going to be a svar to have a seba for the first two, there's going to be a svar to have a seba for the last two. Neither of them is mufka from a seba. So we should have for all of them, because it's a din in the suda. You see, sometimes there's something else that you must eat on the night of the seder besides for matzah and dalet kosos. What else must you eat on the night of the seder? Marah. Wait a second. If everything that you must eat is a din in suda, is part of suda, and a seba is a din in the suda, shouldn't you need a seba for marah? But the Gemara says explicitly, marah lo bayi a seba. You don't need a seba for marah. Why not? Why don't you need a seba for marah? Well, yeah. Why does the Gemara think you don't though? What's the svara? Yes, you do. Why do you eat marah?
Oh, to remind us of the.
Good. And what does the seba remind you of?
Cheres.
It's a stira minei ubei. You see, I told you knew. It's a stira minei ubei. To lean for marah is mufka from a seba. So really, the halacha is anything that's su'uda needs a seba. Unless it's a part of the su'uda that's mufka from a seba. That there's a strong reason to say you can't do a seba or you shouldn't. It's just inappropriate. It's wrong. It doesn't fit. So marah is such a food. In the beginning of the Gemara, we thought maybe two out of the four kosos are also mufka from a seba. Why did we think that? Well, we thought, according to one version, that it doesn't make sense to do a seba by the first two kosos. You know why? Akati avadim ayinu ka'amar. We're still saying that avadim ayinu. We're still reliving avdus. How can we do a seba? And according to the other version, the last two kosos are mufka from a seba. Why are the last two mufka from a seba? Mada hava. What do we say? It's already over. It's not the story anymore. We're not experiencing it anymore. It's finished already. The hava mean of the Gemara was that two kosos are, all four kosos are part of the Suda, but two kosos are just regular part of the Suda and therefore included in the Seba, and two kosos are mufka from a Seba the same way Marar is. Kamash Milan. Hashta the it marhachi means now that you've given me a reasonable svara why the first two kosos are not mufka from a seba, because you're experiencing gula, and you've given me a reasonable svara why the last two kosos are not mufka from a seba, because you've already experienced gula. As long as there's a reasonable svara that neither of the first two nor the last two are mufka from a seba, you know what those kosos all become? Part of suuda. And if they're part of suuda, what do you need to do? Heseba. So it's not a suffix. The whole kasha we ask. How could you be machmir and suffix drama lukula? No, it's not a suffix. It's a vadai. It's not a suffix. Anything that's part of the suuda, you do a seba for. Yeah.
So, by the dalet kosos, we say that the one would not lean by the dalet kosos, sir, fox, or punish up, right? You have to go back. Just looking at the Ramah, when we learned the Ramah before, it says that it's kilu kemosif. It's like from him being mosif, you're not allowed to, right?
Because you have a different problem.
Different problem. So I just happen to see in the Bar Hatim, right? He writes that Mosif only would apply to the first, third, and fourth cups, not the second cups.
Correct.
Because
you're allowed to drink as much as you want during the meal.
So maybe the only doubt about a second cup, it's because he uses lashon. He uses lashon about the kosher yachim yishted the hafila shosiyad toch asu the kosher potro. So it seems like kosher could work toch asu the also like part of the suda. Maybe only kosher.
That is a more integral part of the suda. That's if you define the Suda as Shulchan Aruch. But Rav Asher and Rav Salavedra are working with the idea, and I think it's well founded in Halacha, that that's a secondary element of the Suda. Shulchan Aruch is a secondary part of the Suda. The real Suda Salayla is the Matzahs, the Talkosos, is the Marar, it's the Mitzvah Salayla. We're Mekayim through the Mitzvah Salayla, we're Mekayim the Din Suda.
The
Shulchan Aruch happens to which Shulchan Aruch? Which line? What you just read?
Yeah.
So that happens to be a separate issue in that you may run into trouble trying to repeat Kosos in places where it's going to be Baltosif. So if you're having extra Kosos between 1 and 2, between 3 and 4, or after number 4, it's near a Kemosif. But the default position, when you're not near a Kemosif, when you don't have to worry about Baltosif, the default position is that everything, the Dalet Kosos, the Matzah, everything is part of the Seuda and therefore should be repeated if you do it without a Seba. Elamai, 3 out of the 4 Kosos are near a Kemosif, so you can't. But really, technically, had it not been for that concern, you should have had to repeat it if you do it without a Seba. Because that's the Ikara Seuda. It's just that there happens to be a concern of near kemosif that causes us trouble.
The second cup,
you don't have that concern of near kemosif.
It's intrinsically more part of the suda.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not. It's intrinsically more part of Shulchan Orech, but it's not intrinsically more part of what we're calling suuda. Because what we're calling suuda is matzah. It's dalet kosos. It's the mitzvos halayla. That's the ikar suda. Shulchan Aruch is a secondary element of the mitzvah suda. When he says suuda in that context, he means Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't mean suuda in the context of what must you eat tonight. What?
Shulchan Aruch.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. He means I should have said it. He means the kugel. Right. What he's calling suuda is the kugel. That's the chicken and kugel. What we're calling Su'udah is what you're mechuyev to eat. So yeah, the second of the two kosos is more connected to the kugel. Because you could have bimosif more and more, and if you have to repeat the second kos, it would be no worse than having another glass of wine during the meal, during the kugel part of the meal. But what we're calling Su'udah is that which you are mechuyev to eat on the Leila Seyda. Not really. I mean, you are mitzad kibbutzim. No, you can mitzad yantiv. You have a little bit. You don't have to have. Yes, I have a bite or two. It's very hard to eat so much. Yeah.
In the beginning, we were saying that we just follow both the first two and the second. We didn't follow the first two and the second. Two set of kosos. Can you just say the most more obvious answer? Obviously, you're not going to hold that you lead by some of them. So you can't be something that one of the cooler because if you wouldn't do anything, that's obviously not.
So that's the next step. I just wanted to give an answer that before. That's the classic answer. That's the classic answer. We'll get to it in a second. So all of this was a mahalit. If you ask anyone who's learned Avrei Pesachim seriously, this question of how can we lean for all four, I subject to Rabban Lakula, the first answer you can get, they'll say exactly what Danny just said. They'll say the Ron's answer. Why am I giving this whole Chadgadi over here? Okay, we'll see why I'm giving this whole Chadgadi. The reason I'm giving this whole Chadgadi is because it's unique. I think it's different. And it takes away the whole question to begin with. It's a whole different look of the Gemara. The Gemara is not paskening Nisafik. The Gemara is paskening B'Torah's Vadai. I think that's a big deal. The Gemara Paskins at the end, but we're going to get to you, and we're going to spend a good deal of time on the comment that you just made and how that plays out in other areas of halacha as well. Very critical comment. I think I put in here Chazon Ovadia in source number 14, who also understands the maskana of the Gemara the way we just explained, that the Gemara is not saying at the end that we do it misafik. He says v'nira lomar Rav Ovadia Yosef demai demaska Gemara dekulu bo'a seba. when the Gemara says at the end that we do a seif for all four kosos, hainu shestama Gemara posek to lok Rav Nachman. It means that we're paskening against Rav Nachman, not that we're paskening me suffek like both sides of Rav Nachman. No, we're passing against him. Shekivin sheyesvar detrei kasi kamay deva seba de kamaschul cheres v'yesvar detrei kasi basra mishum dahasha havi cheres. Since there's a logical reason to say that you need for the first two kosos, and there's a logical reason to say you need for the last two kosos, naktinan kitaravayu. We do like both. Ubaya seba b'kol arba kosos midina. And therefore, min adin, you need to do a seba by all four kosos. Umi toras vaday v'lo machmas safek. What does that mean? Mitoras vaday v'lo machmas safek. We lean for four kosos, not to try to satisfy Rav Nachman, because you don't hold like Rav Nachman. We hold you need for all four kosos. So he says, where do we ever find such a thing? That the Gemara says, is it A or B? We're not sure. Is it A or B? And then the Gemara says, you know what? It's both. Not because we're trying to satisfy that maybe it's A, maybe it's B. No, we paskin that it's not either or. It's both. Where do you find such a thing? Brachos. Where do we find it in Brachos? It says, Ktsas mach lezeh. Brachos yid alfen beis. Birchos ha-Torah. What bracha do you make on the Torah? Oh. So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Hashem Kishab Mishos Yisanu. This is a birchos Torah in the morning. La sok b'divrei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bavar Rev Nashem Elokeinu Baruch Hashem Lamitar Lam Yisrael. Rav Amnuna Amar Asher Baruch Habanu. All these different possibilities. Who do we paskin like? All of them. Wait a second. Is that Petorah Safek? I'm not sure who's right, so I'm going to do all of them. It cannot be Petorah Safek. One second. Why can it not be Petorah Safek? I'm not sure who's right. I'm going to do all of them. Would you do that on a suffix in a bracha? It's Bechstor, which is Doraisa. Granted, mi Doraisa, what do you need to do to be Yotzei Bechstor? Any of them, mi Doraisa. The exact text that you use is Drabana. The concept that you need to make a bracha on the Torah is Doraisa. Granted. Exactly. So once you said one of them, you're ready Yotzei Doraisa. Any one of them, you're ready Yotzei Doraisa. So why are we saying the other two? Safek? Safek on a drabanan? Whatever happened to Safek brachos lahakel? Safek drabanan lukula? And we're saying all three. What's the Gemara doing? Why do we say all three? Why we're saying all three is because we hold against all of the shitos that we quote. One shita says this bracha, the other one says this bracha, the other one says this bracha. We hold none of them are right. You're supposed to say all of those brachos midrabbanan. The Rabbanan instituted and formulated all those brachos to be said every morning. Don't tell me that savi brachos lahakel min asavik you should only make one brach. If you don't savi brachos torah daraisa min a torah die bebracha achas, even if you hold brachos torah daraisa, how many brachos do you already need to make midaraisa? One. I know Birka Yosef Simnim Zayin, he can't help himself, Rav Avadia. He almost went two lines without quoting Sfarim. I know Birka Yosef Simnim Zayin, Shai's Shuv's Torah Shufal Simnim Al, if you ever heard of it. Avalim Nomar. Shagamara Posekes Kain Mitoras Vadai Yossi Shapir. But if you say that it's Mitoras Vadai that the Gemara is paskening to say all the brachos, great! Then it works out really well. Shuvra Isi Lapnei Yeshua Brachos Yid Alef Shehir Gish Bekush Shizu. Because of Shef Shagam Shmuel Islay Hadar of Yochanan, Velahutra Klaruch, Bezel Fishamat Bea Bracha Yadua Lahem, Ubachi Nicha, the Messiah Begumar Hilton Minilukul, Fishen Kamachokas Klau, Shemachi Lavik Rakshin Sruki says, Pnei Yeshua asks the same Kash on the Gemara Brachos, and Pnei Yeshua says a little different. Pnei Yeshua says that it's not a Machlokas, that even the Amoraim weren't arguing, that each one just added a little more to the Minog based on their own Masara. But it's really all the same. It's really, they all agree that you're supposed to say all of them. Good. So we have precedent for this idea that you could have a Gemara seeming to struggle with the suffix, should we say A or should we say B? And the Gemara concludes, do A and B. But we're not doing A and B because it's a suffix. We're doing A and B, b'toras vadai. that we hold like neither of the previous opinions. Not the opinion says do A, not the opinion says do B. We hold the third shita that you're chayiv to do A and B b'toras vaday. And that's exactly what's going on in our Gemara. So Rav Vadia, Rav Salvechik, Rav Asher Weiss, they're all mechavin to this mahalich in our Gemara. Now, going back to what Danny said, and this we'll just introduce tomorrow's shiur with this, okay? Rabbi Levin will go Sunday. Going back to the original understanding that we had, which was that it's Bitar HaSafek. We don't know. Do you need a Sefer for the first two? Do you need a Sefer for the last two? So Bitar HaSafek, we lean for all four, right? Look at the Ran. You could look at it in the back of your Gemara, if you want to look at it in the sheets over here, source number 15. Says the Ran. Ask the Ran. Normally we say just the opposite. That whenever you have a Safik Drabanan, we always go Lakula. Hacha kivan de lav milsa de tirchehi avdin and larav chad milsa kach pir shuzal. Answer number one, he says, the reason why we're not makel over here misavik drabanan is lav milsa de tirchehi. What does that mean? Lav milsa de tirchehi. What's a tircha? A burden. How hard is it to just lean? It's very easy. Doing it right now, right? It's not so hard. How hard is it to do? So you lean for another two kosos. Big deal. When do we say Safik Drabanan Lekula? That's when being machmir is going to be annoying and difficult and challenging. You're having four kosos anyway. You're sitting on a chair. You got the pillow right there. Just lean. We need to come up with a way out so I won't have to lean. Who cares? Just lean. So really, Meikar Adin, we should say Safik Drabanan Lekula, but why would we make a big deal about this? That's why the Gemara says we lean for all four. That's one approach. Very simple approach. Now, according to that approach, what if you didn't lean by the last two kosos? Would you have to repeat it? No. Meaning, really, Safik Drabanan Lekula. Drinking a whole other two kosos, that's a tircha. What we're saying is, you might as well lean for the four kosos, because once you're drinking them anyway, just lean while you drink them. It's no big deal. But once it becomes a big deal, you don't have to do it. But then the Ran says what Danny said. The linear da al karchach by lam evad aseba b'kulu. He says, of course you can have to lean at both. Because how would you apply Safik Drabanan Lekula over here? What's going to happen? I don't know if I have to lean for the first two kosos. So I say Safik Drabanan Lekula, and therefore what? If I say Safik Drabanan Lekula, what do? Don't lean, right? Then I get to the last two kosos. I don't know if I need to lean by these last two kosos. So what am I going to say? Safik Drabanan Lekula, and therefore, don't lean. Finish my Seder, I'm ready to go to sleep, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I didn't lean today. That's wrong. I was definitely supposed to, but I didn't. And then you know you did something wrong. Safik Drabanan Lekula is where you may be doing something right, maybe doing something wrong, you could be lenient. But if you follow Safik Drabanan Lekula over here to the end, you know you're doing something wrong. Says the Ran, what are you going to do? Maybe you'll say, so choose, just choose two. And then you don't know for sure if there's any wrong, you just choose which two. Why can't you do that? How are you going to choose? Who gives you the right to choose any two over the other two? We have no choice. Mimela, the only option left is lean for all four. Right? That's what you were saying. You think it's so obvious. Okay, good. I'm glad you think it's obvious. Here's what I want you to do. Tomorrow, during Seder, take a look at the Ran in Maseches Megillah, which for some reason is not printed here, but it's quoted in the Mishnah Lamelech that's on your... It better be printed here. Yeah, the Mishnah Lamelech, source number 20. He quotes a Ran in Maseches Megillah versus this Ran, and look at the Mishnah Lamelech's Mahalich to answer the Stira. Once you do that, try to work your way through the Chassam Sofer. Okay? So, source number 20, Mishnah Lamelech, Chassam Sofer. As Hashem, looking forward. See you tomorrow.